Okay, let's go to page 72. 72, end action. We want to run very briefly now through steps 5, 6, and 7, and then we'll take our break, okay?
So we go to page 72, end of action. Now, that's not end of thinking. It's end of action. It says, having made our personal inventory, well, what should we do about it? Well, we've been trying to get a new attitude. Remember, Dr. Jung said ideas, emotions, and attitudes were the guiding force of the lives of the people are suddenly cast to one side. We're trying to get a new attitude and a new relationship with our Creator. And our book said that back on page 45 that the main object of this book was to enable me to find a power greater than myself which would solve my problem and to discover the obstacles in my path. And what are some of the obstacles? The resentment and the fear and the harms done to other people. We've admitted certain defects. And what are these defects? Selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightening, inconsiderate attitudes. We've ascertained in a rough way what the trouble is. We put the finger on our weak items in our personal inventory. Now these are about to be cast out. This requires action on our part, which when completed will mean that we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our defects. This brings us to the fifth step in the program of recovery mentioned in the preceding chapter.
Now we know that step 5 says we admitted to God, to ourselves, and another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. But if you'll notice here in the narrative, he said the exact nature of our defects. And people used to ask Bill about this, and we've known two ladies that worked with Bill with and for him for years. They both tell us the same thing. People would say, Bill, why did you use the word wrongs in step 5?
To hear the full recording, download the free Sober Hub app. It's a completely nonprofit platform built to provide the tools you need for your journey. Grab the app today and don't forget to share it with others.